just let me know which one you choose.
Well, I guess this one up here.
You know what that is? Yellow.
Off-white? Wouldn't it be yellow?
If not, we'll just dance on down.
Welcome to A Voice of a People here live here on WGH Talk. Welcome to the show. My name is Linda Sims. It's a beautiful day in Ohio. Nice and crisp outside, but still a beautiful day. Kind of hazy out there, so trick-or-treat is over. Praise God for that. There were some god-awful decorations and displays,
horrible.
You know. So people are taking them down little by little now. But, you know, it excites the kids and all that. And people go get their candy and things like that. So now I see Christmas lights up already. You know, we haven't even gotten through Thanksgiving. We're always in a hurry in this country, aren't we?
Yes.
We're in a hurry for things to happen. But welcome to the show. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You can also download a free app called TuneIn on any electronic device and search WWGH or call in during a live broadcast like right now by calling 740-383-9944. We are in a new station, and I have to get used to the change. I'm trying to read without my glasses. I can't find space for everything, but I'll make it. Thanks for your prayers, and thank you for listening to A Voice of a People. Okay, let me share with you those who faithfully support this show, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC of 1325 North Main Street here in Marion, Ohio. Number is 740-382-8552. We also have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson of 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Number there is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement every third Saturday of every month. They will have free produce. The next one will take place next Saturday. Oh, let me think. What? November. What's next Saturday's date?
16th. This Saturday? This coming next Saturday in 2 days?
Is that the third Saturday?
Well,
today's just
here.
The 9th, right?
Today's the 9th. Uh-huh.
10th.
Okay. Next Saturday will be the 16th.
Okay. November 16th. Next Saturday. At Logos Christian Ministries. They also have a wellness fitness walk campus adjacent to their sanctuary. I walked around there today.
18th.
I'm sorry. It will be November the 18th for their free produce. And they may even change that because of Thanksgiving. Maybe, maybe not. But I will let you know if there are any changes. They do have that drive through pick up your Thanksgiving dinner that will also take place this month at Logos Christian Ministries, and I will get that for you for the next show. We also have Cheryl Lee. She is the coordinator for Child Evangelism Fellowship, known as the Good News Club, which is a faith-based after-school program located in all Marion City and County Elementary Schools, along with North Union's City and County Elementary Schools. Cheryl Lee can be contacted at 740-262-0939. She is also my guest today. And after I finish my thought for today, you will be hearing Cheryl Lee. The thought for today is titled Be All, A-W-E, Full. Now, what does that, how can that be a good thing, right? Okay, look out on life with amazement, not shock. The variety, the diversity, the manner of every person, the beauty amidst the drudgery, the contrast, the opportunities, the heroism in the lives of ordinary people, your gifts, your talents, your friends, even just one friend is all awesome. Live in awe and entertain wonder, and you will be knocking on the door of true love. Don't kill it with cynicism or criticism. Don't sabotage your life with moaning and complaining. Open the eyes in your head and the eye in your intellect and choose to see the stunning, awesome, diverse beauty of life happening around you right now. Meet it with your heart and you will enrich and be enriched in one single moment.
Wow.
That was a mouthful, wasn't it, Cheryl Lee?
Yes, it was. That was a lot.
How are you doing today?
I am doing great. I'm doing great. And thank you for inviting me back. Really appreciate it. Always appreciate it.
You're welcome. I appreciate having you here. I was thinking, now who? I had somebody for the second hour, right? People like different time slots. 11:15 is his. So I'm thinking, now who am I good for the morning? You know, mm-hmm. So Cheryl Lee, I haven't seen you in a while. Seems like it, doesn't it?
I know. But that's okay.
Right.
Because it's always fun to get together.
Good. You're looking good, too.
Oh, I'm going gray.
I see that.
Yes.
You just going to let it happen?
No, actually.
You're going to color it.
No. I'm getting away from that.
Okay.
And I put a lot of money into this. This is the first time I've ever put this kind of money into it. But I got so tired. My hair grows really fast, and I got so tired of coloring it. So a couple years ago, I tried to let it go natural, and I just couldn't. It just looked horrible. So the young lady who cuts my hair now, she mm-hmm. says, well, you know, we can go ahead and dye it different dark shades mm-hmm. of gray, which will blend it in.
Right.
So that's what she did for me, and I'm happy about it. Yeah.
And it's beautiful.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll come out a lot easier. So, thank you.
A lot of women are embracing their gray.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
some are like white, you mm-hmm. know, but they're embracing it and going with it. So, I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
I decided to do the same thing.
Well, it just gets bothersome.
Yeah.
To try to keep up with it. It's one thing I can take off my plate.
Right.
And
right.
not miss.
Amen. Amen. Nothing wrong with that. Hey.
Yes.
Well, us women, you know, beauty comes at a price. And a lot of men may not realize that, or other women. Some women like, I'm not going to put a lot of money into this and that. But as you grow older, you will start like investing in yourself. And we should invest in ourselves.
Mm-hmm,
you think
mm-hmm.
that's a good thing for women?
Well, you know, when they're Christian women,
mm-hmm.
as long as their tithes and their gifts are taken care of,
right.
yes.
Yes.
You know, because God asks us to give so much to the church. He encourages us to give so that we can have the joy of giving.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes it has to be a faith of giving.
Right.
You know, and then, yes, because the world looks at our outside.
Yes, they do.
And if we want to be taken seriously,
mm-hmm.
unfortunately, sometimes we just have to play that game.
Amen. And it's fortunate, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because, mm-hmm. you know, if a Christian walks up to a non-Christian and we're looking all grubby and, you know, our attire is, like, not kept up or, you know, ironed and pressed and they'll be thinking, well, why would I want to serve your God?
Right, look at you. and I'm not saying you have to put a lot of money into your wardrobe.
Right.
Because there's a lot of places that you can, secondhand stores.
Yeah.
You know, that you can get some very stylish clothes.
Right.
And without breaking the bank.
Mm-hmm.
You know, makeup. Again, I don't wear makeup.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I may wear a little bit of powder and lipstick, but I've just gotten away from makeup.
Right.
But that if I'm speaking someplace or whatever, I pull the makeup out.
Yeah, a little bit anyway.
You know?
Yeah, it helps.
Well, it does. It gives you, I don't know if it gives me confidence, but I know the other women are going to be judging what I say.
Amen.
With worldly eyes rather than
spiritual
eyes.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So if they would judge me by spiritual eyes, I could go in there butt naked. ugly picture.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I do. I understand mm-hmm. exactly what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to take it that far, but yeah, I do understand. Yes, I do. So what's going on with you and Child Evangelism Fellowship?
Well, we finally got some things ironed out for Marion County.
Okay.
You know, the city schools and the county schools. we could use prayer for growth.
Mm-hmm.
Because now we've got some strong teams in the schools.
Good.
So, you know, we could pray, because some of the city schools weren't as giving on getting, allowing us to get paperwork out and things of that sort to go through the school to the kids in their book bags.
Right.
And so some of the schools are small. The group is very small. And what a shame, especially in today's climate.
I know.
Where, you know, we are teaching them good practices. Actually, you know, God is really good on manners, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if these kids get taught manners anywhere else, you know, but they start coming to club on a regular routine, and they learn not only the Word of God, that God loves them and that they are special in His sight, and that Jesus died for them willingly, you know, so that they could have a place in God's house forever.
Right, right.
And as they're learning that, they're also learning to listen, to sit still.
Right.
You know, to wait to be called on. Those are things that the teachers emphasize too, but the difference is we don't have all the troublemakers.
Mm-hmm.
And the little ones who are wound up and stuff like that.
Right, right.
You know, we can tell them they need to be quiet. They're not following the rules. And they do. They get into that groove with us.
Right.
You know, so
what's your largest class? Now, you're in all elementary schools.
We're in all. We are in the high teens, or, you know, like for most of our clubs.
Mm-hmm.
Pleasant School still has the largest head count.
Okay.
North Union is growing this year.
Good.
Yes, it is. Ridgedale, because that was the last school. No, Liberty. Liberty was the last school we got into. But Ridgedale has been growing in numbers. The Garfield, having a tough time there with numbers. Taft and Hayes. So those are the three schools. Benjamin Harris is a wonderful school to work with.
It always has been.
Mm-hmm. And so those are the three schools that we could really use prayer for, you know, the teachers.
Yeah.
And the office staff, the principal, and the kids.
And that's like considered city schools.
Mm-hmm.
So there seems to be a difference there.
Yeah, yeah. Elgin is doing good. We're in the high teens.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like to see that. I would really like to see that double.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You know, and
30, 35, 40.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
You know, big, large classes. I mean.
I'd like to see that, because we do have the team now to handle it, you know, and we've got some really exciting. The last 6 weeks we were doing the life of Joseph, but really focusing on that promise that started with Abraham.
Right.
And how, you know, God had promised that he would be a father of many nations, and that kings and a savior would come through his line, his ancestors. And so then that followed through with Isaac, and then it came through Jacob. And so that was a real good series. And the kids were able to, I think they really enjoyed it. So now we're going to go into Esther.
Oh,
Queen
Esther.
Esther.
Okay.
And again, these are more of your growth lessons. So we're teaching more to children who have already made a commitment to Jesus.
Okay.
But that's few in the club.
I'm sure.
And so you still have to remember, you can't take anything for granted. You can't take anything for granted that these kids know anything when it comes to the Bible and about God and Jesus. So you still have to bring that back down. Just the basic, what's sin?
Mm-hmm.
I had one of my girls who's been with me last year, and she's like, what is sin? And I'm like, Miss K, are you sure you don't know that? Because sometimes I think they get caught up putting their hand in the air and just speaking.
Right.
You know,
right.
Like we all do. I mean, we right. all get caught
yes,
up in that.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
And so, again, we went back through. What is it? Because mm-hmm. if she has been with us, and this is her second year with right. us, and it's still foggy in her mind, mm-hmm. and why wouldn't it be? Look what the garbage that we've got floating around us. So, right. yes, why wouldn't it be foggy in her mind?
Right.
I think, Linda, our church adults, it's foggy in their mind.
I do, too.
They need to go back to basic 101, yes. what is sin?
Yes.
You know. And so that's the type of thing that we have to keep going back to. But that's how we learn, isn't it?
Yes.
Repetition.
And that's also how we stay on the straight and the narrow.
That's right.
Is being reminded exactly mm-hmm. what sin is.
Mm-hmm.
Anything you think, say, or do that does not please God.
Right.
You know.
That breaks his rules.
Yes, that breaks his rules.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not pleased with that.
Mm-mm.
You're right, and especially about the adults, because you just don't know where they are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I had a privilege of speaking about 3 Sundays ago, and I had spoken about before anxiety and fear. So, and I covered that, and I said, well, Lord, since they want me to come back and speak again, what should I speak about now?
Mm-hmm.
And he says, now what to do? I said, oh, that's a pretty catchy title, now what to do? You know, and he says, gird up. Gird up your loins, you know.
Uh-huh.
Gird up the loins of your mind and of your heart, you know. Like, where are you at? Be sure of your salvation.
Because you're going to be tested.
Yes. Be sure of your salvation.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people say, well, I really thought about that. Am I saved? And if you're not saved, go to God and ask him, what do I need to do?
Mm-hmm.
I'm unsure of where I am right now. And looking on the world and the things that are going on in the world right now, we better be sure.
That's
of
right.
our salvation.
That's right. And there's nothing we can do.
No.
And, you know, the Bible tells us, do not add to it.
Right.
Do not take away from it, because it's heresy.
Yes.
Because the gospel is just so simple. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved.
Yes, absolutely.
And it's just that simple.
Just that simple.
Now, we work in the children's ministry because it's something that needs to be done.
Has to be done, Cheryl.
And the Lord has put it in our hearts that these are my children.
Mm-hmm.
Protect them.
Yes.
Teach them.
Yes.
You know, love them because I love them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I love you.
Right.
And so it has nothing to do with my salvation. It's just a fact that God says, now go out and make disciples.
Mm-hmm.
Well, these little ones are powerful disciples.
Yes.
So, yeah.
And this is their generation. This is their time. No matter how young they are, they're still being tested every day,
mm-hmm.
just like we are as adults,
mm-hmm.
you know, because it could be their friends. It could be even their family members. And we all know that.
Right.
You know.
Absolutely.
And I think that also adds to what is sin, because
mm-hmm.
of what I see and what I hear. Around mm-hmm. me, you know.
And do I want to make it a gray area
right.
when it's my family?
Right.
You know, that's the sad part about it.
Yeah.
It's very sad because sin is spelled out.
Yes.
And whether it's your family or not, it's still sin.
Right.
And that's when Jesus says, love the person but hate
right,
their
hate the sin. Hate the sin.
And you know, that's, as adults, that's what we have to practice.
Yes, we do.
We have to assure them that we love them, but we can't go where they're at.
No.
We can't
no,
accept where they're
no,
at.
No, no.
You know.
And I remember when my sister, Jerry, my baby sister, got saved. She shunned us.
Oh, wow. Uh-huh.
She shunned us, you know, and we were a close-knit family, but she shunned us, and she didn't no longer drink and all that with us and stuff. Well, she never did, really, but we still knew that she did mm-hmm. those things. But she'd go to church, go to her Bible study, you know, with her new family she had, mm-hmm. you know.
But did she ask you? Did she reach out to you guys and ask you to come?
Not at that time, but later she did.
Uh-huh.
She asked me to come. She uh-huh. visited my home. And I consider myself Bible studying, and you know. And the guy she's married to now, he was saying, now is the day of salvation, right now, you
mm-hmm.
know.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband received Christ, and I did too,
mm-hmm.
you know. Because mm-hmm. sometimes you think you have a long time, you know.
We all do.
Yeah.
We all do, because yeah. especially when we're younger. You know, we thought, oh, that day's never going to come.
Right, right.
You know, and, jeez. I mean, just look at these little ones in our clubs. We're ancient to them.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And when I want to emphasize something, I'll say, I'm old. I'm 64. Yeah. It's like, they've got me 1 foot in the grave already.
Right, right, right. Like, do you know how far away that number is from me, right?
Yeah. Oh, so we do think that we have forever. Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you one thing we do have forever. If we don't make a choice to follow the Lord through his son, Jesus,
mm-hmm.
we will have forever in a separation from God and mm-hmm. in a place where no man should have to go to.
Amen.
You know, but God has warned us. Over and over and over. And see, that also is something that adults need to realize, that by their behaviors, they are leading their family either forward or downward.
Mm.
You know?
That's good.
And it's like hell is real.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people don't believe that. But it's mentioned over and over and over. Jesus mentioned it over and over again.
Right.
That it is a physical place. Well, it's probably going to be a spiritual place, but it doesn't make any difference.
No.
It's going to be a place of separation from God and of torment.
Right.
So whether it's physically or spiritually, it's there.
Yes, it is.
And if they don't make the choice of following the Lord after he has warned them. You know, the Bible is our redemption story
mm-hmm.
from Genesis to Revelation.
That's so true.
God is calling us and drawing us. He was drawing his people, the Israelites, so that they could be an example to the world. But then comes the New Testament.
Mm.
Christ Jesus died for them. The disciples went out there to the Jews first.
Right.
And then to us,
the Gentiles. Yes.
So he has warned all of us from the very beginning,
right,
to follow him and to love him as he loves us.
Right.
You know. And so, yeah, there's only two choices. Yes or no.
Yes or no.
And that's where you go.
And we make those choices every day.
We do. And everything else. Mm-hmm.
Every day we make those choices, whether we're going to follow him or not.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-mm-mm.
So, I can understand where your sister probably shunned you at the beginning because she was still learning.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, depending on what denomination she had gotten involved with.
Apostolic Pentecostal.
They would, you know, that would be like one of their footing,
mm-hmm.
you know, and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But then as she grew in the Word of God, and then I would hope, you know, she grew in the Word of God, and then she realized, well, God wants us to share. And so we can't cocoon ourselves.
Right.
You know, it doesn't mean that you have to invite the devil into the house. But,
right.
You know, we can't cocoon ourselves, or we're not a witness for the Lord.
No, no. But I guess in a way her life was.
Mm-hmm. Well, because she was serious about
mm-hmm,
it.
She was serious.
And you guys all thought probably, she won't last. It won't last. And then the longer she stayed with her walk with the Lord, because that's powerful, too.
It is very powerful,
mm-hmm.
watching her life, you know,
mm-hmm.
and shunning evil.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, even the mere appearance, even though it was her family,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah.
So her mind was made up that she was going to follow the Lord, and still does.
Mm-hmm. And that goes back to earlier when we were talking about how that gray area.
Mm-hmm.
Well, God's black and white. I mean, really, right, there aren't gray areas.
Right.
And so she was following her conviction.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but then as she was growing and learning, then she came back to share with you all.
Right.
Or at least with you.
Yeah,
you know?
With me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she did.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You're right. And now that guy she was dating at that time, he's a pastor now.
Oh,
and
wonderful.
They have a church in Mansfield, Ohio.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty exciting.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
It is. So, you know, she hung in there all those years, and she was young.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She was young. Maybe early 20s. Early. Mm-hmm. So, even she might not even been in her 20s. I don't know.
And just imagine what her story is like. You ought to have her here telling her story.
I can't get her here.
Oh, okay.
I'd love to, though.
I know, because, I mean, the temptations and things like that she has seen in her lifetime, especially
right.
with the culture changing and saying, well, it's okay
right.
to live with a significant other
right.
without any consequences.
Mm.
You know,
right.
it's okay to be a transvestite,
mm-hmm.
to be in a same-sex marriage, to encourage children to mutilate themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's okay for parents' rights to be taken away because the government or the culture
right.
doesn't want to allow parents to have boundaries on their children.
Right, and the government goes along with the culture.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it seems to be. You
well,
know.
I think the government's setting the culture.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, because they are really pushing. I mean, they have pushed for abortion. I mean, they tied financial aid with foreign countries into abortion.
Really?
Yes, making the countries promote abortion to earn their financial aid.
Really?
And homosexuality. Yes.
Now, I think I did hear something about that homosexuality that they were trying to make the Africa.
Mm-hmm. And Africa is very against.
Yeah, they always have been.
Uh-huh. And with abortion, too. You know, Africa, praise God.
Yeah, amen, amen. They mm-hmm. they were very much against it years ago. I mean, it's nothing new, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But they're trying to make, you're right, they're trying to make people
yes.
accept
so the,
that.
The government is making the culture change, you know, and it's not for good.
No.
And there again, that's what the church people need to open their eyes and say, is this the same government I trusted in my 20s and 30s? Because so many of our culture, our church, are old, seniors.
Change so much.
And yes, and have they kept up with those changes? Or are they just a D and an R without any reservations.
Right.
And, you know, that's it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So where are we now, Cheryl?
Where are we now? Close to the rapture? Hopefully.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, when you see what's happening to Israel,
mm-hmm.
and how it's really just brought out the haters of Jews like roaches coming out at night, you know. It's just really, and if people would understand that they are still God's chosen people. Now, many of them do not believe in Jesus Christ or that the Messiah has come yet, but
mm-hmm.
they are still God's chosen people, and he is not done with them yet.
Oh, no.
And he has said to us, if you curse them or if you bless them, you'll be blessed. If you curse them,
right.
you'll be cursed. And so I would encourage everyone to encourage, you know, be an encouragement to Israel. Pray for Israel, you know, because God will bless you.
Oh, yeah.
Our nation's not going to be blessed. Our nation is going to be cursed because of the stand that we have with Israel,
mm-hmm.
against Israel.
Mm-hmm.
This current administration is not
friends to Israel. And so we're not going, they're going to be they are going to be putting hot coals on our head as a nation. But as individuals, believers in Christ, mm-hmm. you can still pray for the safety of Jerusalem.
Right, right.
You can still pray for their people. Same way with Linda. I mean, God's people are the Jewish people,
mm-hmm.
and there's no no doubt. There should be no doubt. There should
right.
be no gray area about that. But even though Gaza, you know, they're attacking, they're going back into Gaza. Not only do you pray for the Jewish people, but you pray for the Palestinians, you pray for the Ukrainians, you pray for the Russians. And before it's all said and done, we're going to be praying for a lot of other nations.
Right.
It's not so much the government.
Mm-hmm.
God's got that. That's what God's got
right.
control of. But the citizens, for their salvation.
Right.
Because Christ died for all of them.
Right.
And that's what we have to do, is we have to pray for the citizens, that their eyes will be open, that they can start seeing things through a spiritual
eye.
Uh-huh.
Right.
So that as God's drawing them,
right,
they'll say, yes, Lord. And wonder why it took them so long.
Well, you know, he said that there's a spiritual blindness
mm-hmm.
that he has allowed to be over Israel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but he said, don't get it twisted. I'm able to graft them in again.
I think
and
that spiritual
is.
Blindness he's allowed to be over my family. Yeah, you're right. But that's exactly right. And we have to remember that Israel is God's people.
Right.
But that spiritual blindness, I think that spirit of disillusion
mm-hmm.
is already here.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I can't say that our unsafe family is blind. I think they have heard.
Mm-hmm.
I think they see.
Mm-hmm.
They're just not ready.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And, you know, like I mentioned before, Jesus said, whatever we ask for, we'll receive if we believe.
That's, mm-hmm.
That is Matthew chapter 21, verse 22.
Right.
And so I have asked the Lord to bring my family in, kicking and screaming if need be, but to bring them all
right,
to
bring
salvation.
Them all in.
And that's from my sisters, my extended family, you know, bring
yeah.
them to him, kicking and screaming if need be,
right.
before it's too late. And because I believe that, because God will do that.
Yes,
because
will.
Jesus said, if I ask believing, I'll receive.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's God's will, because people say, well, God's going to do what he's going to want, what, you know, what his will
but
is.
But he promises he will bring our household.
And
yeah,
he doesn't want anyone to perish.
Right. Right.
So.
He's a man of promise. I mean,
mm-hmm.
he keeps his promises.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, and he has promised he would bring in our household. So we have to trust him for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and be patient.
And be patient.
And be patient. I mean, like, we can joke, like, oh, I wish God would hurry up, you know, or whatever. But I do.
I bet.
I do wish
but he's
God
working
would
on
hurry
him.
Up.
Yeah.
Yes, and I know that too. I know
yeah.
he's doing everything. Just like our Good News Clubs, when we were talking about Joseph,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and how, you know, Joseph's life was not easy.
Right.
But he never boo-hooed against God.
Right.
The Bible does not record that. The Bible records that even though he was sold as a slave,
right,
taken away from everything he knew and the large family that he knew,
right,
even though he was accused of something and thrown into prison,
right,
you know, for several years he had to stay there, he still did his best.
Mm-hmm.
He still put his best foot forward to be
right.
a good worker.
Yes.
To honor God in his actions.
Yes.
And his words and his deeds. And I'm just like, where have I been all this time? Why did I not catch that
right.
in that story before?
Right.
You know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And that, dear friends, is how Child Evangelism Fellowship educates us. And we grow deeper and deeper
right.
in our faith and in our knowledge of the Word.
Amen.
How many times have we listened to that? How many times have we listened to that story?
Mm-hmm.
And still, we are learning from it.
Oh, of course. I mean, till we leave this world, we will never have it all, or every little angle that God has put in a story, or even in a verse.
Right.
You know, we think we got it, and you go back and read, and oh, how did I miss that? But it was there all the time.
Exactly.
You know? It just wasn't the time for you to get that revelation.
To understand it.
Yes.
And
yes,
to utilize
yes.
it.
Right. Absolutely.
And that's another prayer that I do all the time, Linda, is that I'm like, Lord, you know, slow my mind down.
Mm-hmm.
Take away the distractions so I can visit with you.
Yes, absolutely.
And then when I read your word, help me to understand it and to implement it, to apply it.
Right.
You know. And then when I am reading, when there is a verse like, Lord, I'm not understanding that one at all. Show it to me. You know?
Right, right.
And the next verse, he explains it. I'm like, oh, wow.
Right, yeah. Right.
So, yeah.
That's something.
Yes, it is.
He's
it
amazing. Is. Right, mm-hmm. Right. I have you heard of Rick Renner?
I don't know. I mean, I might have. Does he have like a program on YouTube or something like
he
that?
He does have one on YouTube.
Okay, go ahead.
But he also had his own show on Daystar as well.
Okay.
Yeah, and he's over in Russia, but he also. Teaches from there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes in their synagogues and in their huge museums, you know, and he's doing In the Days of Noah right now on YouTube.
Oh, that'd be good.
Oh, it's mind-blowing.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you know, when the disciples said, what is the sign of your coming? And he says, you know, there will be wars and rumors of wars, but time is not yet, you know, and be not deceived, you know, because...
And that was the first thing he said.
Right. Be not deceived.
Be not deceived.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that's really powerful because then he started giving you the physical, but that be not deceived is a spiritual warning.
Right.
And to watch what people are teaching you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Right.
Linda, also another gentleman is Jack Hibbs. And I think I've shared him with you before, but he has a 3-sermon, and it's actually his sermon, Sunday morning sermons. It's called The Days of Deception, it's D-A-Z-E, like you're in a daze.
Okay, yeah.
And I would encourage people, you'll find it on YouTube, Jack Hibbs.
H-I-B-B-S?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And it's The Days of Deception. Powerful.
I have to listen to that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Very, very powerful because it does go into that be not deceived.
Mm-hmm.
Wait until you see. He goes through a whole list.
You're right. That is number one.
Heresy teachers. Deceived.
Yes. In Matthew 24.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah.
A lot of people are being deceived and deceiving others.
Yes. Exactly. Some are... Because they know not, some are willfully, and he actually goes into the willfully deceivers.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, are you serious? I used to like him. I listened to him every so often. Obviously, I was not listening enough with discernment, or I didn't listen regularly.
But see, times have changed.
Mm-hmm.
Times have changed. We're not like where we was like even 5 years ago.
True. And a lot of pastors and a lot of evangelistic personalities on TV have gone woke.
Yeah.
Yes, they have left the faith.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And they've added to the gospel.
Yes.
And that's your number one deceit.
Yes.
Heresy.
In God's house.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. Oh, my gosh. The days we live in.
Yep.
The days of Noah.
Mm-hmm.
Went to see the ark. Have you seen that?
No, I wanted to. I can't talk my husband into it yet.
Are you kidding?
I've been wanting to.
We went on our way back from Georgia. We stopped
to
see the ark.
How long did you get to go through? I mean, did you get to go through the whole thing or
yes,
did you?
Yes. Okay. Now, we didn't stop and read every piece of literature, but we did go through All three levels. Of the art. It's huge. It's beautiful. It just really is. It's beautiful.
Well, it took Noah and his sons 125 years to build.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And all that time he was trying to, he was witnessing.
Preaching,
and no one heard.
It's going to rain.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? It had never rained.
I know.
So he was trying to explain to them
what this rain. This new phenomenon was coming.
Exactly. Right. And they're like, boy, he really is bonkers.
Right. They laughed at him and mocked him and his sons. Can you imagine what that was like?
Mm-hmm.
I guess we live that today. We're being mocked in a way.
Yeah.
Right?
Correct. Mm-hmm. And we will be.
Right.
If the rapture is not around the corner, if it's 10 years down the road, I can't see it.
Right.
But if it is, and if we are doing God's will,
right,
we will have that mocking in our face and stuff too.
Yes, we will. Mm-hmm. Cheryl Lee, we are out of time. Time was too short today. We'll have to get you back for 2 hours in a new feature. Possibly before Thanksgiving, but
sounds good.
Thank you for sharing with us and coming in. It's always a joy and a delight to have you here. And
it's always great to visit with you.
Amen, amen. And thank you so much. Thank you for listening to A Voice of a People live here with Linda Sims on WGH Talk. Till next time, which is like 11:15 today. Be blessed. Thank you.
You're listening to The Place for the Best Guests and Talk.